Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Workers at a factory in New Bedford that makes backpacks for the U.S. Army have been fighting for more than a month to keep their jobs, but the factory is still on schedule to close at the end of the month. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports the closure is coming because the Army says it doesn't need as many backpacks as it used to.
Save our jobs! Save our jobs!
About 50 workers and their family members held signs and chanted outside of the U.S. Army Soldier Center in Natick yesterday. The workers, many of them immigrants from Portugal, Cape Verde, and Latin America, are scared about a future without the factory. Maria Perez has worked at Eagle Industries for 1 year. She says 350 families will be affected. What are they going to do with the recession the way it is, she says. They have bills and mortgages to pay. Now, this isn't just any factory. It's one of the largest employers in New Bedford, a city with a 14% unemployment rate. The factory made national headlines in 2007 when federal immigration authorities raided the building and detained 361 workers. The factory has changed hands twice since the raid, but it's still working on the same Army contract to make backpacks. Now the most recent owner is shutting the factory at the end of this month and consolidating its operations in Puerto Rico, where it already has a plant. Workers, labor leaders, and lawmakers have said this is about cheap labor and a punishment for union organizing at the New Bedford factory. But the Army has come forward with a different explanation.
We appreciate what the individuals at New Bedford did. Now it's just at that point of, guess what, we're not going to buy as many anymore.
Any more backpacks, that is. Brigadier General Peter Fuller is in charge of developing and buying equipment for U.S. soldiers. He says factories like the one in New Bedford have already completed nearly all of the 900,000 backpacks ordered for the surge in Iraq.
We're really waning down. We started basically 6 months ago starting to smooth out the contracts and say we don't need the 20,000 a month anymore. Now we're at 5,000 a month per vendor.
Fuller says even the factory in Puerto Rico will stop making backpacks in the middle of August. So as far as saving jobs, there really are no jobs to save. The company that bought the New Bedford factory, Alliant Tech Systems, bought it in April after Fuller says it was clear the contract was winding down. No one from the company has ever publicly mentioned the contract ending, and spokeswoman Amanda Covington wouldn't comment on it yesterday.
We knew what current orders, you know, were in the factory. Now, in terms of what the Army's saying, in terms of future or anything like that, I would leave that to the Army. I won't speculate on what they're saying or anything like that.
I think it looks now like they didn't make a very good buy.
Congressman Barney Frank plans to meet with the company's CEO next week.
What we would rather do now is have this company sold, have the plant sold.
Frank says he wants a new company to take over, go after more government contracts, and allow unions to organize on site, and most importantly, keep jobs in New Bedford. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.